I do not at this point see that having any effect on the hotel itself or the workers. I suspect that it is the homeowner's way of forcing the hotel to do some necessary upgrades and necessary upkeep. For example, I know one of the main points of contention is that since the gym burnt down, which was, I believe, in 2023, that it has not been rebuilt. And remember that the homeowners are claiming that they're paying fees and homeowners' dues, etc. And so they're paying all this with the expectation that the hotel will be maintained at a particular standard. And I've seen the plans for the new gym and new spa. They're absolutely fantastic, but they're also quite expensive in terms of the investment. I believe it's over $20 million.